My name is Devon Page. I'm 13 years old.
My name is Gregory Smith. I'm 14 years old.
We interviewed Christian Hughes on August 22nd, 2018.
I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. It was lit. I truly enjoyed growing up in Detroit. Growing up in Detroit allowed me a couple of things. One, I think it made me as aware of my surroundings as I am. It also made me the quote-unquote hustler that I am. We have this thing called Detroit Hustler as an architect. It also made me aware of the places and spaces that might need a little help where I can have an impact. My childhood was, again, lit. I actually grew up in a single-parent household, though. We lived with my grandparents, and it was almost like we didn't skip a beat. The support was there from not just my grandparents, but my neighbors, my mother, her friends. I was always a 4.0 student growing up until about high school. That's when I let that go. High school was a little bit more difficult. I went to college preparatory high school. But the beautiful thing about my upbringing that I look back on, aside from anything I could ever need, I had, and a little bit of my wants, is that growing up in Detroit, it was an 88% African-American city. So by the time I became an adult, there was nothing that I didn't feel like I could do because I knew black lawyers, doctors, preachers, teachers, black millionaires, etc. I can hear my grandfather now saying, work smarter, not harder. There's a lot of things that I picked up growing up. I learned, one, whatever your natural talents are, make sure you find a way to do two things. Always keep them fresh and hone them. So, for example, I can draw and I'm good with my hands. So being an architect is perfect, you know, because I can design a building, I can build one. But I also learned when it comes to your talents, find a way to get paid for them. Because that way, that's a happy life. When you can really work and love the things that you're working, that's it. So I think those are two big things. But some small things like grandpa taught me how to work on a car, taught me how to work on a house. My mom put me in art classes, so I picked up a lot of art and stuff. I did a lot of advanced math classes, so those are just some of the smaller things. I only applied to one college when that was Hampton University. And I always get these very, very strong inclinations. And when your gut is telling you something, please do that thing. And my gut told me to apply to one school. And so my life, I think, has been blessed based off of following that one decision. By the time you get to college, you learn that you have to teach people how you want to be treated. And I think in middle school and high school, you just kind of take what you get. And fortunately, I didn't get bullied or anything crazy like that growing up. But by the time I got to college, I knew the kind of friends I wanted to hang around, the kind of people I wanted to be around. And because I was strategic in who I hung around, the way I was treated reflected what I wanted. But going from this city that was this mecca of blackness, if you will, to this college that where your professors are doctors, so-and-so, and it's a black man or it's a black woman, and it's all these black people that are just doing it, you know, and they got the nice cars, and then you're there with people from different cities that are different kinds of black than what you are, but you all have the same goal. But then there was a culture shock coming to Pittsburgh, with Pittsburgh only being 20-something percent minority, and I'm a graduate architect, and architecture is only 1.5% African-American, so I now no longer had this high sense of cultural identity that I grew up with. Right. So it's been about, for me, finding all the black people. And so it's been about not just finding the black affluent people, not just finding the black people that went to college, not just finding the black people, the same kind of black people, but just simply finding my brothers and sisters that look like me. Y'all love all people in Homewood. And even though I'm not from here, I have my business here. The love here that I've received is why I'm even still here. Because to be honest with you, there are days where I'm like, I'm leaving, you know, because opportunity is elsewhere. But it's been that love that has kept me here. And life lesson, when you find love, no matter how you find it, you keep it. You got to hold on to it. I would describe Homewood as resilient. Resilient meaning being able to bounce back. No matter what goes on here in Homewood, no matter who does what, y'all still ride for Homewood. And one is because that's where you live. And that's a level of resiliency that keeps communities like Homewood together in the bad times. There is strength in community, collaboration, and unity. Homewood is in the position right now where Homewood can leverage a lot of its community assets to be able to get all of the things that this community could need. This community has been disinvested in for years, and investment is finally coming its way. And the only thing that you all as Homewood residents need to do is stand unified with what it is that you all need and want. always keep with you your dreams, your gifts, and your talents. There is no such thing as a dream that's too big. That is why I named my company Drafting Dreams. And I'm not the CEO. I'm the chief executive dreamer. All I do is dream. A dream without a plan, however, is a wish. So you have to be very strategic at keeping your dreams at the forefront of everything you want to do, but having a plan to reach those dreams. And a part of that plan to reach those dreams involves your talents. I knew I wanted to be an architect, and I could be an architect. And I knew that I could actually be one because I can draw, because I love math, and because I'm a critical thinker. All I had to do was put my talents into a plan and make it happen.